I just want to read something out because we have an alternative view. It's always good to get alternative views on this one. The Equality Bill is a good thing, and this is from Portia De Rossi. It says, I don't think that this country we have any kind of tolerance. For proof, simply admit to someone that you're Christian and see how differently they treat you. We have to get back to where we once belonged. I read the news today and oh boy, it's reminiscent of when the English army had just won the war. And through in seeing where we are now, the news is rather sad. I just had to laugh, seeing the photograph of the cross around the necks of the soldiers, clutched the palms of those heroes too. I'd love to all of you on to God in the manner that was familiar to those beautiful men of yesteryear. And that's God bless and keep up the good fight. But yeah, exactly. I mean, just got an email here from Nicola Bass. It says, hey, I'm watching from Singapore, which is great news. It's always good to have people watching as far away as Singapore. I'm concerned about the death penalty for drug possession. A particularly dangerous drug called barrel roll is flooding our streets. But these men on barrel roll do not have to be put to death. They need help with many thanks, Nicola. So I take it this is happening in Singapore right now. Which is another area that needs our prayer. I mean, we have to reach out to these people. Messages before we get on to the next story, if that's okay. It's quite a long email. It says, hello, our mornings. Concerning the Equality Bill and the Pope's involvement, I think it's a crying shame that this is even up for debate. As the voice of God, surely no one is of higher importance than the Pope. That's another. We'll have to discuss that one. I think it is of significance that we continually see more and more atheists involved in government, in any positions of power. If all of a sudden science were to say that it was beneficial to all our health to decapitate dogs and pretend we are all werewolves, then we'd do it without question. The word of God are the only words to live by. This has been forgotten and it's becoming an extremely dangerous environment to live in as a result. Films such as Twilight help to perpetuate this message of ungodliness and the wicked children and adults that follow Mormon messages such as those interwoven into the sinful plot. I haven't seen the film, so I can't comment. It seems that today the only thing that you see is violence and sex in movies and TV. Where is the good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely? Thank you very much. And that's from Herschel Walker. Now, an email here from Frank Shamrock. He says, my son is currently stationed in Iraq, out there, dodging bullets for what? War? What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. And that's thank you from Frank. I think you can be very proud, Frank, of your son.